Let's talk about tourism dollars here in the state of Connecticut, because I'm, as you know, oftentimes in touch with people like Anthony from the Office of Tourism. And apparently our tourism money is not being invested, I'd say, to the fullest. Okay, so the tourism budget was apparently cut. And in the budget address this week, I didn't personally hear anything about new state dollars going into tourism, which would mean that the tourism budget could be cut even more later this year. Even though it feels like in the last couple of years, tourism efforts have really been a big driver in bringing people to Connecticut. So joining us now is Dan O'Keefe, who is the commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development. And Dan, welcome to the show. Could you back up or give us maybe some concrete numbers to support why we need more dollars coming from the state specifically for tourism? I mean, am I right in saying that tourism has been a big driver in bringing people to the state recently?
You are right. And first of all, thanks for having me on. On tourism, I look at it as sort of our extended sales force. You know, we have a great story to tell in Connecticut, and we want to get out there and not only tell that story through tourism, bringing people into the state, but also through our marketing efforts. You mentioned Anthony, who is chief marketing officer, leads those efforts. You know, but you also have to understand the reality of where we stand right now. Look, I recognize the value of tourism. Our governor recognizes the value of tourism. But, you know, we are in a tight budget cycle right now where we had to have a lot of conversations about trade-offs. Our system is naturally cyclical. You may remember 10 plus years ago when we used to go through these boom and bust cycles. Mm. It was described that as a permanent state of fiscal crisis. And that was an accurate description of what we used to do. We used to spend all of the money we had in the good times. And then the bad times, when we would have deficits, we'd all point fingers and say what just happened and cut a bunch of programs. And that's no way to manage a home, a business. That's certainly not a way to manage a state. So where we are now is, you know, thankfully, we don't do that anymore. You know, this is a tighter cycle right now. And so we are being disciplined. The fiscal guardrails, as they call them, are in place for a reason. All it says is we're not going to spend more than what we have. And that's the environment we're in right now. Now, look, again, it is a cyclical system. And so like all cycles, it will cycle and we will see another period of significant surpluses again. And I think, you know, tourism, marketing, some of these other areas are areas where I would certainly advocate for incremental dollars when there's incremental dollars to go around.
So, Dan O'Keefe, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development?
Yeah, so I actually had joined the administration originally as chief innovation officer. That was a statewide role I took on in the summer of 2023. And then that November of 23, the governor asked me to take on this expanded role as commissioner of economic development. So I was confirmed in March. So I've been in the seat for a little over a year now. And then just in terms of my background, I came from the private sector. So I spent 25 years prior to that investing in technology companies.
Okay.
So I have a lot of experience kind of on what it takes to build, you know, a culture and an ecosystem of risk tolerance, of innovation. While my role is as, you know, Commissioner of Economic Development certainly means I'm focused on all aspects of our economy, I am trying to help us grow some of these areas that are less cyclical and more just endemic growth, you know, industries like technology that are just growing because they're growing versus some of our larger industries, which are still fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I love the financial services, the insurance services, but they are cyclical.
So, Dan, my question is, look, when we talk about state dollars, obviously there are so many sectors who are looking for money, right? I mean, nonprofits, education, everything. Everybody's looking for money, obviously. And I want people to understand why tourism matters, why investing in tourism matters, because we're not just talking about, you know, light things or, hey, we need to invest in a little. I mean, I think tourism is a huge economic boomer. I think it also connects to, you know, like restaurants, for example, bar. I think it connects to a lot of different, I think, revenue that is being brought into the state. And if we don't look at tourism on a deeper level, I think this could be a detriment to Connecticut. And so could you maybe give some concrete numbers? First of all, what has the budget been? what are we seeing now? Like, what has it become? Has it been cut down to? And how much money would you instead like to see maybe reinvested from the state level back into tourism?
Yeah, and I don't have – so, again, I've been in the seat for a little over a year, so I don't necessarily have, like, sort of a longitudinal set of concrete data for you in terms of how things have been adjusted over time.
Okay.
What I can tell you is we didn't add to the budget this year. You know, and if I come back and think about tourism as an economic development strategy, you articulate it accurately, which tourism has a multitude of benefits. One, it brings people into the state. I talk about that again as our extended sales force, right? People come in and see how incredible the quality of life here is in Connecticut, some of our incredible destinations. They get a real feel for Connecticut. And we have a moment right now where we have a great story to tell. You know, our population was decreasing prior to the pandemic. Our economy was decreasing. Post-pandemic, we've seen all of those trends reverse. Our population has gone up each year post the pandemic. Our economy has accelerated post the pandemic. We have the 19th fastest growing economy in the country. By the way, we were the 49th worst growing economy in the country prior to the pandemic. So that gives you a sense for how much things have changed and how we are experiencing this moment right now. So I think of tourism and marketing as a way to tell that story, to get out and explain to folks that Connecticut is back. And then it has the side benefit, which you mentioned, which is when tourists come into the state, they spend money, right? That's the whole point. They come in, they spend money in restaurants, they spend money at hotels, they spend money at our destinations, they spend money throughout the state. So that's why I keep saying it's not, no one is sitting around and saying, tourism isn't working, how do we pull back from it? The environment we're in right now is just simply one of trade-offs. So you said it correctly. Everyone's looking for, I don't want to make it sound like everyone's like looking for money, like handout begging or something, but everyone's looking for resources to grow what is their individual priority.
Right.
And if you add up every priority of every constituent who's looking for resources, it'd be, you know, a multiple of what we actually have. So if we're going to maintain our discipline and only invest, you know, where the resources we have, only spend, if you will, as much as we have, and I am a huge proponent of the fiscal guardrails, and we have to keep that discipline, then that means you have to start talking about trade-offs between priorities.
Mm.
So again, it's not, I don't want anyone to hear or think we're sitting here saying tourism isn't a priority. We just have to balance, right? We just have to look at other investments that we think are needed to continue to propel this economy over time, and just making sure we're disciplined in how we prioritize those resources, and make sure we're not taking away from any other areas that also could create an ROI for the state.
Right. And I think just defining for the average person, when we talk about tourism and economic development, again, there are so many, I think, entities that fall under that. I mean, I was just thinking off the top of my head, venues like theaters, arenas, museums, aquariums, zoo, restaurants and bars, farms, hotels, shops that sell goods, colleges, small businesses, these all fall under tourism, economic development in our state, again, attracting people to our state, bringing in money to our state, but also retaining people in our state. And so it's a huge priority. And Dan O'Keefe, we have run out of time, but I hope you'll come back on the show, especially during the legislative session. I think it'd be really important to keep this top of mind for people, especially if they can weigh in and have their local lawmakers advocate for more dollars being invested in this. I think it's something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Be happy to come back anytime. Thanks so much.
Thank you again. And Dan O'Keefe, great to meet you. I look forward to talking to you again really soon.